In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
I have literally no idea what that is.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
I can see it in your eyes.
Sweet Feet, Clyde Livingston? I have no idea.
Well, we just...
Did I get it?
Yes, of course.
You did?
Sweet Feet.
What's it from?
Sploosh.
You'll never know.
Sploosh?
Bot.
I know the name Sploosh,
Scrub.
And I can't think of what it's from.
You said you had no idea.
Sploosh, not about Sweet Feet, but Sploosh sounds
He's
familiar.
He's Googling it.
Yeah, I am.
Sweet Feet uses
Sploosh.
Oh,
it's Holes. Yeah. Well, dude, everyone's all freaking ready and willing for Holes all the time, and I have never cared about it.
When was the last time you watched it?
I don't know, like when I was 15 or 16.
When you were 4?
No.
Because it's a great movie.
It's not bad. But
no,
like,
it's so
it's
good.
It's fine. Like, I watched it on Disney Channel like everyone else and was like, that was fine. That was a fine movie. Everyone just got obsessed with it.
Houston,
and I
that's
don't
what
understand
I said about
it.
Luck of the Irish.
I know Luck of the Irish.
And that freaking mermaid movie.
I don't
know. It's called
know
The Little Mermaid, Kevin.
No, it isn't. No. I'm not The Little Mermaid. The other one.
The crab and...
No, the boy mermaid.
The boy mermaid?
The little mermaid, too. Oh, it's actually a girl.
Okay, no.
Ariel's a girl, Kevin. I know you get those.
Okay, The Little Mermaid 2 stars Ariel's daughter, Melody.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm glad you're on board now. It's not a boy.
No, I know that movie like the back of my hand, and I'm talking about a different movie.
Luck of the Irish, I'm sure, sucked.
That is similar.
Bad.
It's the same wheelhouse.
Luck of the Irish, Houston.
Yeah, but
we're
talking about the same wheelhouse. And I'm sad that you guys aren't telling me what this movie is.
The Boy Mermaid movie? That
yes.
You're telling me that everyone is into.
Yes.
Even me.
I don't know.
Well.
I do know. I'm digging through my memory banks. I just had a very clear memory of a scene of an old fisherman like pulling this mermaid boy up out of the water out of a net and he cuts it or something and falls in and it's a boy mermaid. I remember that.
What movie
That's
is this?
Why, I don't know.
It's a movie about a kid that turns into a mermaid. He's like
he's
on the swim team.
Man. Yeah, he is.
He's on the swim team and he's this
boy
scrubby kid
mermaid.
And then he starts torching the competition.
He's not a scrubby kid. He's great. He's a great swimmer and everyone's like, man, he's the best. And then he finds out it's because he's a freaking mermaid.
13-year-old boy mermaid movie is what I typed in. I have come up with the 13th year.
That's it. Ding, ding, ding.
I've never heard anyone ever talk about this movie.
Why do you remember
it? How do you know what?
You probably
because
had one person in your whole life that was like, this movie's great, and they told you three times, and now it's just cemented as everyone.
It's a Disney Channel original. I am more familiar with that movie than I am with Luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish was
It's the exact
terrible.
Same wheelhouse.
I don't remember. I just remember he really liked basketball. He had a four-leaf clover charm he just wore all the time. And when he took it off, he wasn't good at basketball anymore. Found out his dad's a leprechaun.
I just saw a little clip of it. I don't like in movies with mermaids.
Oh, boy.
Where?
How many have you seen?
Just the concept. I don't
Sims
like...
watched H2O 470 times. I've seen the counter on his
470
phone. 470
times.
470 times.
It's, okay, three or four. Okay.
That's still too many, Sam. Mine was
a goof. Let me get back to the point.
I didn't want to know the truth.
Hey, there's no cap on the number of views that you can have as a bachelor for
when
H2O.
Mermaids swim and their legs still bend where a regular humans would bend. I don't like that.
Okay.
I want it to be like spine all the way down and to move like a fish.
What would you like me to do about that?
I'm not saying you know should what, have Sam? A solution.
Go direct your own Houston, mermaid you never movie. Have
they the move. Solution. They move more like dolphins than fish. Fish are side to side. So mermaids aren't actually fish people.
But dolphins don't have knees, bro.
No, but that's you're hey, right. Hey, that, hey. That's fine. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Let them do that.
Well, you know I what?
Look at Little let Mermaid them move right like now. Dolphins. Then
I
don't
disagree.
Have knees.
I disagree. Why? They don't have knees?
They're part human.
I don't want it to look like they have knees.
Well, that's well, how they sorry. Are, Sam.
How do you know that the real biological makeup of a mermaid doesn't actually have knees? You don't.
I'm trying to find a picture of Little Mermaid where,
I
just, like...
I'm saying I don't like you.
Okay.
I don't need you to put me
that's
on a grill.
What a wild,
you know what? That's
what a
fair.
Wild thing. I don't like Bigfoot's big, dumb feet. They should be smaller.
That's fine.
Someone do something about that.
No, that one is not okay.
Why I'm trying to find like a still image of a mermaid that has that like a clear like
I want
to
see Bigfoot.
Does the tail go side to side or is it supposed to go up and down?
It goes up and down, bro.
Beat Houston up.
But that's a pretty distinct
who?
Like Bigfoot. They're not fish people then.
Just one big kick, right?
So they're
in the,
not
right
part,
in the pants.
One big foot.
No, because this is huge because mermaids are considered part
what is
fish.
The foot?
No, mermaids are considered part fish, part human. But this, like, dolphins aren't fish, they're mammals. So a human is just, or a mermaid's just all mammal. Complete mammal.
Wrong.
If it goes up and down, it's mammal. That's true. Only whales and dolphins go up and
no,
down.
They don't
you're
have
dumb, you're
scales.
Dumb, you're dumb,
Okay, then there's a little bit of
so maybe
know.
The you're
they're meeting in the middle.
The fish adaptation of a human.
The knees
what are
could,
you saying?
Listen to me. The knees could work.
Somebody, I'm not talking about the knees.
I know you're not talking about the, but you need to listen to me so
okay.
that I can get my whole point across. The knees could work.
Okay.
Because
it is a mixture, an adaptation of fish and human.
And
okay.
mammal.
See, that just mixes in with the human.
Fish
because
and
of
mammal.
The human part, they have knees.
Okay.
It bends at the knee.
Okay.
Right? It continues. The reason that it bends the way that it is and it's facing the way that it is because of the way humans' feet are shaped. Not fish.
Great.
Not
dolphins.
Dolphins.
Humans. If it was just a fish, you're right. Side to side. Groovy. Mm-mm-mm. We love those
okay,
fish.
Okay, but that's not
just,
what I'm saying.
Just the way those beautiful fish are.
Great. That's fantastic for you, but the laws of nature have said that things that are going
he
up and down
understand.
Are mammals.
The laws of nature say that fish and men cannot be, Houston.
He doesn't understand.
I do understand. It just doesn't seem like a good argument for it. Like, if everything in the ocean that moves its tail in a vertical capacity...
Houston, when was the last time that you, as a human... Kevin may be able to answer this as more recently than you, but when was the last time you've had your leg bend side to side?
When's the last time I had scales on him?
Never!
Exactly!
Boom!
We're combining human with fish. We're not just
human
taking...
Human legs don't bend
listen
like
to me.
Okay,
Houston,
okay, so what you're saying...
A mermaid
you're
is,
saying that dolphins and whales are, like, sort of in that same pool of, like, kind of human, kind
not,
of fish.
We're not talking about dolphins or
okay,
whales.
They have the same
either.
Tail. They
okay,
have the same
maybe,
tail.
Maybe
good
they
for
are,
them!
Maybe
good
they,
for them!
Whoa. Maybe they are kind of dolphin fish because they're fish mammals.
They're not fish mammals.
They're
mammals.
Aquatic mammals.
Okay.
They are aquatic
okay.
aquatic mammals.
Yeah,
so what would
absolutely.
A mermaid be?
Aquatic mammal?
Ding, ding!
Okay, but then why don't they have scales?
Because they're part fish!
That's okay, but the fish don't have the up and down. Fish aren't mammal. Fish
Houston,
aren't mammal.
You are failing
this,
to separate
why
the...
Why is this so hard for
you? You are failing to separate the possibility and the likelihood, dare I say, that... Fish combined with mammal does not just... You can have a tail that has mammal qualities and some fish qualities instead of having either or.
Okay.
It's drawing from
it's not.
Pools.
It's not.
Oh my
a
gosh.
Mermaid is not... The top half is a man. The bottom half is 100%
Houston,
fish.
Did you hear that? Did
okay.
you listen to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I did. Then where... Classify them. I need a genus, class, phylum.
Mermaid.
No. You're, wrong.
Why do you...
Where do they fit in?
Since when are you
is it a
science?
Fish or
if
a mammal?
You, if I gave you the Latin name, that would satisfy you.
If you can class it as fish or mammal.
It doesn't exist, you moron.
You don't know
there
that.
Is no Latin
you don't
name.
Know that Disney Channel got one on screen for an hour.
Ichthyotis.
So, is this an honest like?
Ichthyotis mermalis.
A little bit of both, but honestly,
okay.
Where would you classify? No. Okay, fine. Real. This is real question.
Whoa. Real time.
Where would you classify them? if you have, I mean, they're in there somewhere. They've got mammal-like qualities. They've got fish-like qualities. Where are they, Sam? Aquatic expert.
I'll tell you where.
Sam?
Do I look?
Right. I've been trying to pitch ideas here on this stupid.
No.
Here's where I classify them. We have found a new species, ladies and gentlemen of the earth, and it's called a mermaid.
And we're gonna find
it's
our
not top, a fish. It's not
top,
a mammal.
Top marine
it's
biologist,
both.
And we're not gonna go to Sam Michael Woodside to classify them.
but that's what I'm saying. Like, they clearly have traits associated with the families of one family.
That's great.
Which more do they lean into? Is it more fish or is it more man? They never have to come up for air, but they can be on land. So well, what is it?
A dolphin. Is he more fish or is he more man?
I would say more man. I would say a dolphin's more man than fish.
That's not how we classify things. We don't ask. We don't find a species and go, well, where do we put this on the human fish diagram?
Elephant definitely leans more human. But that trunk looks like it could be something attached to a fish.
That's wiggling around like a fish out of water.
Like a tentacle. I don't trust it.
Sky High was crazy too. Sorry,
that was not a Disney Channel original.
But I enjoyed it more than most.
What? I'm sorry, we can go off on actual spooky stuff in a second, but real fast, Sky High was not a Disney Channel original?
I don't believe it was.
I'm 99. It was on Disney Channel every night of the week. I think it still is.
I don't know if it was.
I think if you're on Disney Channel at 2 a.m. today, I think you'll see Sky High.
I did.
Well, what have I been doing?
I enjoyed that one.
There was a Sky High,
too. Sky High was great.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Oh, it's Rotten Tomatoes. This isn't amazing.
Yeah, I don't see any Disney.
I don't see it either. I could have sworn now that I'm thinking about it that I saw it in theaters. Oh, no, Disney Sky High. It says right there.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Spooky time.
So
it was.
Now, this is a real question. This is a big brain question, if you will. If Albert Einstein was so smart.
Which he was.
Then why did he die?
Oh, got me there. Oh, is this person planning on not dying, or have they cracked that code?
Do we have any follow-up?
They never claimed to have the smarts of Albert Einstein.
But this person has clearly figured out how to not die.
Wrong.
No.
Says who?
Well, because he's saying, like, look, everyone says Albert Einstein was smart, but he didn't figure out how to not die. I did, because I'm smart. That sounds like that.
I didn't hear that.
Does it not sound like that?
That's not what I read.
If you're discrediting the intelligence of someone else, it sounds like you should probably be more intelligent than them.
Have you ever met a sports fan?
Oh, that's grody.
Okay, if freaking Usain Bolt's so fast, why did he not surpass the speed of sound? Why didn't he do it?
Oh, so you've surpassed
no,
the speed of sound. Shake my
that's
hand,
what
sir.
I'm saying, though. I'm not faster than Usain.
I am glad to meet you.
Okay, then let me. I misspoke then earlier. But let me say that. I'm not faster than Usain Bolt, so where do I have the stance to say that about Usain Bolt? I haven't gotten anywhere close to his speed. Why doesn't he just get faster?
We're just
he's
talking
already the
about...
fastest person. Why wasn't Albert Einstein smarter?
He was smarter.
He wasn't. Not according to this person.
This is an interrogative post and not a declarative statement. He is just as confused as anyone else is.
Okay.
He's just posing the question.
Had the answer.
Oh, because of how smart he was.
Then why did he die?
I don't look at me like I don't have an answer.
Well, you sounded like you did just a second ago.
It sounded like this person had freaking figured it out.
Solved nothing.
Solved immortality.
Here's an this is an excellent question. My answer is, He could have lived on because he was that smart.
Okay.
And he chose not to because why? Because life sucks when you're freaking 100,000 years old.
100,000 years old.
100 or 1,000. Either one sucks.
Here's my question. You have questioned the folly of the smartest man to ever exist.
Whoa.
How do you know that he did die?
Ooh. Also a good point.
Who are you to assume that you know everything about this guy? Oh, he died. I believe it.
Smartest guy.
Now what Einstein's over here living.
Here he is all over the news, dead.
What an idiot. How did he let that happen?
Some real genius.
I love that.
He could be getting listening somewhere and just shaking his head.
You're getting like, hoodwinked right now.
I love that at the bottom of that post, Sam, it says, "Do you have this question too? Request an answer." As if someone on Earth would actually please. Also have this question.
Oh, please.
Dude, I personally met a dude that was convinced that the only reason that anybody dies is because they want to.
What? You know, actually, that doesn't surprise
me. This man was a crazy man, but I did shake his hand.
My grandma was telling me a story about there's this guy at this university. I don't remember if she went there or had friends that went there, but she had met him. And he was like this genius of a dude, had written tons of like self-help and like all these crazy books, and like was like really,
oh, crazy.
Really, well, I don't remember off the top of my head, but he was like really well respected in the science community. And he
sounds crazy.
All right. But he was convinced he wouldn't die. He literally, like, she's like, he literally, and he's like, by his own proclamation, he's like, "I'm too smart to do it." He's like, "It won't happen to me." He's like, "I'm just not going to let it happen. I'm too intelligent to allow that." And then his wife died, and he was like, "Oh, I'm literally going to die." And it was like, not like he broke down bad. It was nuts. There's like, I think a good amount of people that just like don't have that like third person sense of reality that like death is on its way. And they just, they can't accept it until the point that they can. I don't know. Maybe this person's like that. He's like, "I'm very smart and I'm not planning on dying. But why did Albert Einstein die?"
But if you look at a person who has all these theories for strings and such, they would have, if anyone's got the answers, it's him. Right.
Are you talking about Albert Einstein?
Albert.
Right.
Albert.
How is that going to help him stay immortal?
How... He knows the mysteries of the universe.
He knows the secrets.
Okay, great. What's he? Can he do something with his human meat body to make that happen?
You think I have Albert answers? No,
dude. You want to know? You know what's even easier than freaking
only Albert?
You know what's easier than not dying? Faking your own death.
It is. But what does that accomplish?
It makes see if he has figured out how to not die, then he has easily figured out how to convince everyone that he has died.
Yeah, that's true. Saying. That's fair.
How do you know he's dead?
Like, A if comes before B, dude, and if he's figured out B, he's already done
if
A.
If he doesn't want you to know that he's figured it out, you're not gonna know.
Yeah?
And let me tell you about freaking... Okay, Einstein... I don't even know what he would be doing these days, though.
Maybe he's behind it all. Maybe that's what the old government does. Is
dude,
they
maybe
they have the top tier tech.
It doesn't matter what he's up to. He's up to everything.
Okay.
He's now timeless.
Maybe that's a freaking... Maybe there's some secret organization of geniuses that it's like going pro, but it's just smart. And you get so smart that you figure out how to avoid... You figure out how to not die, number one.
And
then you figure
out...
Yeah, and then you figure out how to separate yourself, get yourself off the grid, and then the other people that have made it there find you because they're also geniuses, and they're just like, "Welcome aboard.
Well,
we run the world."
You're never off of Albert Einstein's grid.
There is something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You just switch over.
Right.
You switch grids.
There's something poetic about the sentence of, maybe if you're that smart, you become elite and go pro for smart. I've got to test the possessed here, but we're going to mix it up a little bit this time around. I've requested in the past, well, I kind of just threw it out there that we do a podcast, a celebrity. I want to know the celebrities that people think are possessed. And I took it upon myself to find, just do a quick search. I didn't put too much into it, but I did come up with a pretty tasty article here. Right here, right off the top at number 10, Rihanna. Many of her naysayers have claimed that Rihanna is possessed. Some of the less than flattering terms she's been called by critics are Rihanna is Satan and that she's a devil worshiper.
Whoa.
This is probably due to the fact that she performed at a Drake concert with a backdrop of 3666 symbols that were on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Set the number six on fire.
Or the devil worshiper.
Set the number six on fire and you will get people talking. As everyone knows that a triple six is the sign of the beast.
Can you worship yourself?
Yes.
Really, though?
Yeah. If you hold yourself above all anything else in life, period, I would say that's worshiping
yourself.
Well,
then you're not worshiping. Isn't worshiping like the act of like...
submitting to something?
Submitting and like acknowledging your unworthiness, depending on
if you are something. And by something, I mean like possessed or an alien or those are the only two things that come to mind.
But in this case, we're just going to call it something.
And you're trying to get eyes off of you. You're trying to blend in. I've possessed somebody. Now I'm a human, right? Right.
Yeah.
I would think that you would not. Those are the people who are not going to have flaming 666 behind them,
because hiding they're in plain sight.
They're hiding in. They're trying to hide in plain sight, right?
Yeah.
So the people who are doing that are not going to be actually possessed.
They're just wannabes,
right? Unless
well it could be extra hiding in plain. Yeah, yeah.
Oh man!
So they've given us the old switcheroo.
Rihanna's been trying to tell everyone, so "I'm a ghost," and they're like, "Oh my gosh, she's so cute." No, guys, I'm from hell. I'm a ghost.
So it's just a coin flip. Is what you're saying?
Others have also jokingly quipped that Rihanna twerks like a possessed woman, so therefore she must be.
Is that actual text
in the article? Yeah, it is.
Do you have a coin?
Sam. We're gonna have to hold that thought
because now we have a whole new category of
apparently,
how do we test a possessed person? Watch them twerk.
Apparently, there is a specific way that that one twerks if possessed.
Where under the scale of twerking well and twerking poorly does that fall?
Excellent question. I haven't the answer.
there was a coming in at number 9 is Kanye West. I don't want to actually read what they've written here as evidence because I don't feel like it does him enough justice for the argument. So I took the liberty of finding a few personal writings of Mr. Kanye.
Kanye is a kook.
I would like to read you a few of them right here live. Truth is my goal. Controversy is my gym. I'll do 100 reps of controversy for a 6-pack of truth.
Ooh.
I no longer have a manager. I can't be managed. I need a room full of mirrors so I can be surrounded by winners. Everybody knows the movie Get Out is about me.
Oh.
And then from his wife, to the media trying to demonize my husband, let me just say this. Your commentary on Kanye being erratic and his tweets about being disturbing is actually scary. So quick to label him as having mental health issues for just being himself when he has not always been expressive is not fair. He quote tweets this in response to his wife by saying, "I'm very nice at ping pong," in response to that tweet. Sometimes I push the door close button on people running towards the elevator. Sometimes I just need my own elevator, my sanctuary. How to not kill yourself, part one. Avoid being around people who make you want to kill yourself. To fans, thank you for being loyal and patient. I can't finish the album because there's a bee in the studio.
That would be you. I've never met a person more horrified.
Yeah, I'm presenting as much evidence as I can find, but you're absolutely right. I hate when I'm on a flight and I wake up with a water bottle next to me, like, oh great, now I gotta be responsible for this water bottle. Bull, here's a picture of a bull. He just tweeted that out for everyone. And then the last one, I'm a fix wolves.
Titled Bull.
I'm a fix wolves.
I'm a fix.
Is his last one? Oh, actually, this is the last one.
Dangerous.
In Jesus' name, no more cap. Is his last tweet as on the chopping block for evidence of.
So now he's serious. All those other ones, he wasn't.
No, I think he was serious about ping pong.
Well, okay.
Well, I'm saying that this, if anything's going to be leveled as evidence for a possessed person of everything we've ever done on this show, I think this is more than enough. No.
Here's the thing. I don't think that they're possessed, but more employees of the devil.
Okay.
I think, and I am dead serious, not even joking, I truly believe that Chris Angel has sold his soul to the devil.
Really?
And in return, has powers that has made him super rich and famous. And I think that to a degree, that is completely real, and you like, well, we've talked about this off the podcast, but there, I truly believe that there is a certain amount of giving up your morals for fortune and fame. And so I think that these, it's hard to say. It's hard to say whether they're just like, you know what, we don't care, and we submit to the devil, or we are literally people that have demons inside of us.
I'm gonna speed.
I don't really think that that's the case. I don't think that that, and I don't think that they, anybody knowingly does that. You know, well, I don't think that most people do, but I, you know, no, I don't think Rihanna and Kanye are over there like actually worshiping the devil, but like, they're just kind of like woo
circles.
We everything. Don't care, and you know, the devil revels
so
in
at
that.
At what point along the battle pass do you unlock twerking like?
A devil. Ooh.
See, now...
How far can you get before you're going to hell?
They paid for the pass.
How much...
You've made a case for Rihanna now.
And they're putting forth experience. Rihanna
may... Based off of that, Rihanna may be possessed.
How deep can I get the perks before going to hell? How quickly can I get... How can I... How many bonus...
I think once you pay the price...
You're in.
And you're getting the perks of the battle pass, you're
in. I think twerking is that... Is the battle pass. Is the rank. It's like I'm not possessed. Now I want to twerk. I want to twerk like a GK. So what do I have to do? And Satan says you have to actually be possessed for this one.
Are you trying to tell me there's not one person with hips that don't lie in heaven? No one in heaven has got fire in their hips.
You can have fiery hips, but but twerking, Houston, twerking is a different ball game. And it's the devil's game.
I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can give it up.
Twerking is the devil's game.
I'm going to speedrun the rest of these really fast. Denzel Washington, many actors are so amazing at their craft because many are able to internalize their roles so effectively. I'm not going to read all of these, but these are the wild ones.
Definitely not.
Hold on, Kevin. He has definitely played all his roles with much aplomb. And when asked how he's able to get into character, Washington honestly admitted that he'd get on his knees and communicate with the spirits in a meditative fashion. When he would emerge from his meditation, he said he would feel an internal change in his demeanor that would be beyond acting. He would become a whole different person, the character he'd be playing.
That's called good acting.
Number 5, Charlie Sheen, no info. No, nothing. Nothing.
Charlie Sheen's just an idiot.
Oprah Winfrey, she's arguably the most powerful woman in America with the influence next to the far-reaching corners of the globe. Her beliefs are far from conventional religion and focus too much on getting in touch with spirits of the long dead. That sounds like an opinion. You focus too much on the past, Oprah. Many religious leaders feel that her actions deviate her from higher being, and she claims she is controlled by spirit guides rather than deity. Tom Cruise, number 3, no context, no info. And then number 1, Beyonce, and I'm not even going to go into that because everyone knows why.
I thought Beyonce was number 2.
That was Rihanna. No. Oh. No, that was
Tom Cruise.
It was Tom Cruise, baby.
Okay.
Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe Tom Cruise,
Probably Tom Cruise.
But that's it.
I don't know, Denzel.
Bro, Denzel, why would you need to communicate with spirits if you already are one?
No. Oh, no, but I'm saying, well, it's test the possessed, baby. He's jumping. He's letting someone else.
So what? He's possessed.
In.
He's possessed only on screen.
He's letting someone else drive this.
Yeah.
He's possessed only on screen, yeah. and then the director says cut, and now he's not possessed.
He says to the ghost, "Yo, you're in full control. I won't fight it at all. You also get to be famous and say you possess Denzel Washington." And they're like, "Deal. I love Denzel Washington."
The ghost jumps in his body, gets on screen, and begins to act.
Yeah, that's what he. That's
yeah,
what,
correct.
That's what he's saying.
No, the ghost isn't acting. The ghost is. Denzel needs a ghost to be themselves on screen.
That's it.
That can't work.
Why?
This is a fictional character.
No, it's a real ghost.
No, he's saying,
I am a screenwriter. I create this character. Denzel Washington comes in to play this character, and this character now has a ghost.
No.
Inhabits Denzel Washington and plays themselves.
The director says to Denzel, "All right, you read the script, you know the lines. You need this character's he's a very aggressive man. We need you to be aggressive." And he's like, "I'm Denzel Washington. I can't get aggressive, but this ghost I know can. Come in here and get aggressive and read these lines."
Sam, let me tell you something.
He's got like 6 ghosts that he
for just every personality.
Yeah, let me tell you something about writing stories
please
and
do.
Whatnot.
Please do, Kevin, noted storyteller writer.
These storyteller writers, they create characters.
You can just say we
create characters, and when we go to find people that we need.
Kevin is sitting in a director's chair pointing with his
explaining
hand.
Explaining to us what storytelling is.
Explaining very dramatically.
Where's my hat and latte? We find people that are best fit for these roles. Okay, we have the idea of the character in our minds, and then we think, okay, well, we need to find somebody that can play this character. Okay, first of all, I'd like to point out that movie stars are they star in many films. There's no way that the person that I have created, that I have invented in my mind,
noggin was the right word,
in the old noodle, is perfectly fulfilled with one of these good actors. Okay, they just get so, they just have so much talent, so much skill that they get very, very close. And sometimes, maybe it's a little worse, maybe it's a, even a little better. Maybe I watched Tom Cruise do the job and I'm like, wow, he's even more what I thought this person should be like now that I'm visualizing it. But it's never gonna be right on point. So all Denzel Washington is doing is he's doing that same thing. The director comes to him and he says, hey, we need you to play this character. The director already expects that it's not going to be exactly what he wants.
Right.
It's so Denzel just goes, among my billions of ghost friends, he just makes a little social media post in the old ghost web and goes, ISO. Need...
insert a ghost who is angry.
Here's the character. These are the attributes. These are the traits, the qualities. Come try out. And then he holds his tryouts and finds a guy that...
So he's kind of a director in his own right, looking for someone to play the part.
Yeah, but it's not... It's a little different than directing because I think I agree with Houston in the sense that he just literally looks for the people that are like that.
Yeah.
He just looks for the people.
He's almost a middleman rather than...
He's an agent. He's, yeah, okay. He's getting these ghosts on screen.
There you go.
And then telling them, don't worry, I'll tell him it was you. And then he kicks him out, grabs a new ghost every time.
Ooh.
And he's like, it was me.
It was me, Denzel, the whole time. Surprise. Well,
that, and then the director's like, so, you in for a sequel? And he's like, yeah.
No. I don't do sequels. You saw it in my contract. Shouldn't have written a sequel, idiot.
He's like, nope. Yeah, well, you already signed for a sequel. So, and then Denzel goes to the ghost and he's like, hey, sorry I kicked you out earlier.
You don't know what Denzel
actually
sounds like.
We actually need you.
You got a story, Kez?
I suppose it is my turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I inconvenience you?
I suppose. Man-made of energy. By the way, this is from the user Perpetual Goat Noises. Just thought that was funny, but I guess it wasn't. When I was 7, I'm 22 now, I had some sort of experience. I was sleeping and I remember something jolting me awake from a dead sleep.
Spider bite?
Could be.
Good guess.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
is the answer.
Wait, let me think of one. Scorpion sting. No? Nothing?
Same guess, but worse.
Same guess?
Not the same guess because Scorpion Man isn't a thing.
Same guess, but worse.
Yeah, he is. He's one of Spider-Man's villains.
No.
Scorpion Man?
Scorpion King.
Scorpion.
Scorpion King?
Is it King?
Well, there is a Scorpion King.
Finish the thing. This is nothing.
I looked around to see...
The Emperor Scorpion?
Nope. No.
Is a thing.
Well, that's a real thing. I looked around to see what woke me up, and there was a man standing in my doorway. He was around 6 feet tall, based on the door frame, and had an average to slim build. However, he was made entirely of energy.
Electro.
Nope. Energy, Sam.
That's what I just said.
Kevin, can you come up with a Spider-Man villain?
No,
we've both done one now. Do you want to do one?
Why would
so
I do
you
that?
You came up with... I
Kingpin.
Spoon-fed it
Kingpin.
To you.
Got it.
Okay.
Got
you
him
just,
in.
You
I'm
just
in the cool
made,
kid
you
club.
Just grabbed another arachnid and put man at... Dust Mite Man.
No, Scorpion's an actual Spider-Man villain,
you
dunce. You
said Scorpion Man, you dunce.
Yeah.
His name's not Scorpion Man.
What is it?
I don't even know
who you're talking about.
I can't do the podcast anymore.
Entirely of energy. His figure was made from TV static. I remember...
What?
His figure was made from TV static.
Okay. All right.
So here's this guy. I guess that's what energy is.
I think there's a show I saw once that was the plot. Like, people didn't have, like, oh, it was Black Mirror.
Right.
It was a Black Mirror where they were, like, censoring people.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, when you became, like, blacklisted you get to blocked. The rest of humanity. Yeah.
I remember being scared and hiding under my blankets, but every time I would look up, he would be closer. This happened several times until I felt him standing at the foot of my bed.
I have something to say.
Well, please say it.
If you are in a position where you are looking at a scary thing, and every time you look away, it gets closer, then don't look away.
Yeah, but you don't want to look at the scary thing.
That's tough.
You don't want to look at this TV static.
That's kind of like...
How long have you stared at TV static? It hurts your eyes.
You're looking at it?
Speaking of
this
eyes...
This is spooky. I don't want to look anymore. I'm going to look away. I glance back to see if he's there. He's closer. I'm looking away again because I don't want to look at him. Third time, he's closer again. Don't look away. You've experimented. You know what's going to happen.
Third time, you look away again and look back, and his nose is like touching yours, and he's like... looking right into your deep blue eyes, and you're like, "Oh wait,
well, it's like when you have like
the whole time."
Are you trying to flatter me?
Maybe this wasn't even bad.
They're not that deep.
It's like when you have an itchy eye, and it's like scratching. It's just gonna make it worse, but you still scratch it.
Yeah, I dive right in.
Speaking of his eyes, didn't you say?
Well, that was my point.
Oh.
Anyway,
You still talking about my blue eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Then he touched my foot.
Ooh,
Houston.
We got a pervert.
I know Houston likes that.
I hate that.
I do not have words to tell you how cold that touch was. My foot went numb.
That seems opposite of how it should be. Energy would not equal cold.
Well, that's what's scary, Sam. That's the scary part of this whole thing.
Take everything you thought you knew about energy,
about heat,
and reverse it.
I'm going to shoot you with fire and you're going to freeze? That doesn't make any sense. It's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
My foot went numb immediately.
Maybe he sucked all of the energy out of
this
your foot.
This is so dramatic.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
No, because
he's
wouldn't...
He's energy man.
He said it was the coldest thing he ever felt, but then it went numb immediately.
That's what would happen.
If it went numb immediately... You wouldn't feel it. It would just be numb. Immediately.
All right.
He did say immediately.
It's dramatic. This person is on a...
You're
is
dramatic.
On a,
as it felt like the...
Oh my... What?
Listen to this. It felt like the actual void was removing the heat from my body.
Boom. Sam got it in one.
I hit the nail. Oh,
bing, 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 bing.
That. He nailed it.
Then he disappeared. End of story.
Yeah, he stole your heat. Sam got it in one.
Still
in like five.
Feet.
But
he's still your
stole
foot.
Your
foot
feet,
energy.
Feet heat, Kevin.
Kevin, do you not realize that
feet
most
heat Jones
of your heat
escapes, strikes again?
Sweet feet.
Most of your heat escapes from your foot. If I was a being trying
it's
to
Clyde
steal,
Livingston. We've come full circle. I didn't intend for this.
I had a scientific answer to this, and I don't even care to share it anymore. I don't even care.
Me either, buddy.
I do.
Most heat escapes the body through the foot. That's something. It's foot. I almost guarantee it.
I don't know either.
I almost guarantee it.
I'm like 99% sure it's the foot. Like, it might be the head. Head is definitely going to be a close second, or the foot's going to be...
I'll tell you, it's my
it's
feet.
It's those two.
Armpit.
My feet freaking
that's
get
wrong.
Toasty.
Incorrect. It's sandwiched between two skin warmers. The feet...
Two
if
skin
I was
warmers.
Stealing, if
skin
I was,
warmer A, skin warmer B.
If I was stealing heat, if that was my goal...
There's a sandwich there.
I hate this podcast. I hate it.
I see it.
I hate this podcast so
I see
much.
That.
Every fiber of my being. That's where you'd want to go. If you're like, I got to get in and out quick, I'm going for the feet at the foot of their bed. And maybe if it was flipped around, he'd go for the head, but no.
Well, where's he got to be?
I don't. He just wants to get the heat successfully, and it's going to come more out of the foot than anywhere else on the body.
I need a confirmation on
conductive.
That scientific fact.
It's more conductive to,
where does
to losing heat. I like that.
Escape fastest on body, or most. it says bodies can lose heat even in 70-degree weather. I don't care. 40 to 45% of body heat is lost through the head and neck due to increased blood flow in comparison to the rest of the body. Show me the feet!
Houston, 45%. There's no way.
Feet! 65%!
No. So we're losing 110%.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wait.
There's nothing lost anywhere else.
It says that it's a modern myth.
Ooh, you got Smekeldorfed.
No. Does the head or the feet lose more body heat? Because it's about surface area, but it's probably going to be head.
Unless you're Bigfoot.
Or Sam.
Were you recently speaking with Bigfoot? Did he tell you Bigfoot facts and just say they're...
Dude, bro. What if that... Oh, my gosh. It's all coming together, dude.
What if you were talking to a Bigfoot and he said to you, did you know that you lose... That more heat is lost through the feet than the head.
And all I know is it's important.
Technically, if it's mass, then he would be correct based on big feet. You took that as just generally people.
Sam, I have a much more interesting point than that.
I felt that very interesting, Kevin.
I liked
it. I'm about to top it, okay? We wow. have now just discovered that Energy Man, you know the guy made of energy? That sucks energy out of people.
I don't know that we have ever met.
But you know who I'm talking about.
I'm acquainted.
We have just discovered that he pulls energy out of people's feet because that is where the most energy lies.
Energy Man, right. Mm-hmm.
And he pulls energy out of the feet because that's where the most energy lies. So what does that tell us about Bigfoot? He's packing some energy.
He's very powerful.
He is even more powerful than we thought that he was.
What's he dealing with OP for? Why is he wasting his time on these small potatoes when the deadliest catch is out there?
Possibly because he's the deadliest catch.
That could be a part of it.
He's like, I'm just here for my
static man, but even I'll get ripped
in
half.
That's something he'll work up to. He just destroy you with
all
energy.
If I get hungry for fish, I'm not gonna go fishing for sharks.
Well, it sounds like you're not that hungry,
Kevin.
Well,
I thought we decided that sharks aren't fish.
They are fish.
Who said
it's dolphins
what?
That aren't fish, you idiot? Did you forget that?
We haven't been talking about sharks, Sam.
No, I know we haven't.
Do you got a story?
I keep encountering people I'm 98% sure aren't human.
Oh, wow.
98%.
That's almost 100%. That's wild.
It's almost 100%, but not 99%.
Yeah, but that 2% is throwing me off.
I've got 2% milk in my fridge at all times. I don't know where they're finding that.
Bad joke.
Got him. Because there's only 2% of it.
Oh, worse joke than we thought. Sam's at a halt.
They couldn't find it.
I'm just going to let that one
permeate.
Just let that one permeate. I'm a moderately typical teenager from Japan, male. Ever since I can remember, I have throughout my lifetime had recurring encounters with some strange people. Be it in terms of looks or behavior, these encounters can happen anywhere from a week span to several months. And it always seems like when I do, it was their intention to meet me.
Nice to meet me.
My most recent one was on my way home from school. During my walk, I was looking down at my phone for a short moment, about to text one of my friends I had planned to have over at my house later. As I looked up, a young man looking like he was in his 20s was approaching me a few meters ahead. This confused me for a minute, as it was a straight and fairly long path ahead. I thought to myself that while I may have been looking at my phone, I would surely have noticed him coming from the corner of the path a good length away. Or at least I expected him to be closer to that corner. But there he was, approaching from the middle as if he had appeared from thin air. His hair was dark brown, a bit unkempt, but still good looking. And he had green eyes. His clothes were
Sounds like an
fairly...
anime character.
It does, a little too much.
His clothes were fairly ordinary, too. Keeping a sort of laid-back Southerner style to it. The most remarkable thing about him was his tattoo, or mark, per se.
I'm sorry, really fast. I want to get into this really, really fast. We can keep going on this. I want to hear it all. This person is, you are telling me, not human. You've hit me with a title of, a lot of people I'm encountering, are I'm like positive, aren't human. And these are the details they feel... are crucial to this? What am I gonna go looking for this description on this man? This is wild.
Everything that he's told us so far
is nothing.
Is that he is a man, a human being.
Here comes the tattoo with the strange mark that gives him not ghost powers. I don't know.
Remarkable thing about him. No, Houston, because if some if someone crazy cuckoo walks up to you and is like something crazy, then you're like, well, okay. But if somebody unsuspecting that he seems like a respectable person walks up to you and says something very out of character for the way that you have like classified that kind of person based on their appearance, then that would be more jarring.
But like, why go into it? Like, why? Like,
because they want to paint that picture for us.
But you accomplish the same thing by saying it was a very normal looking man.
We have seen a very normal.
By what you've said,
let me get to the meat of these potatoes.
If you're not about to say something that truly is remarkable, I'm going to be
wasted my time.
I'm going to be angry at this OP.
The most remarkable thing about him was his tattoo, or mark per se. A black line a black line running from his left chin and down underneath his shirt.
This is an anime.
As he got close enough straight for conversation, up. He stopped me and asked for my name. When I told him, he said that he'd heard about me before. This confused me, as I'm not exactly a celebrity. What does that mean?
Not exactly.
I was just walking along one day when a hot young guy my age with slicked back hair and a black mark running from his
dope
eye
tattoo
marking his Sharingan came up and asked me how he knew me.
But I thought nothing more of it. We then had some boring small talk, but he genuinely seemed pretty cheerful. Just as he was about to take off, he told me that I should probably wait for my friend. He didn't give me much of a chance to respond to this before walking off in the direction he came from. I thought about what he said and turned around to walk back to school. I glanced behind my back not long after, only to find that he was nowhere to be seen.
He was too fast. Her eyes couldn't even keep up with it. She couldn't even follow him because of his anime speed.
This is a male.
Did I say she?
Yes.
Oh.
As I made it back to my
school... Houston's thinking anime girls.
No! Don't turn this on me! No!
Houston is anime babes.
I got that Einstein body pillow, that Einstein waifu. I ordered it.
As I made it back to my school, I sure enough find my friend waiting by the gate. She apparently thought we were going to walk to my place together and had been waiting for me for quite a long time. I apologized and we began walking, and well, that's the end of it. I didn't tell her about the encounter, but I thought about it when she left. I didn't tell him or hint about my friend at all. So how would he have known? These types of encounters have kept on happening throughout my whole life, sometimes very frequently, and I don't know why. These people I meet just seem too unreal, and usually know something I've never told them about, which leads me to believe these people aren't human at all. I might post more stories if anybody would be interested in them, but I'd like to know if someone might have some answers to who or what these people could be, and why I keep encountering them.
You're about to... This is nothing.
How is this nothing?
This is nothing. This is main character syndrome and an overindulgence.
Houston, if this happened to you, you would poop your literal pants.
I would, but no one would believe me because it would seem like main character syndrome.
Figurative pants.
I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. What is it, a recruitment? Are you being hunted? It could be a number of things.
First comment. Dude, you're a medium. You have a gift. The people you are seeing are people of the spiritual realm, and they know you because as a medium, you tend to get talked about a lot as a way for the spirits to communicate with you. You should watch Ghost Whisperer, closest thing to what you may have. Not exactly.
Oh, so there's just television instructions.
The closest.
No.
You can most likely help some spirits contact loved ones or help them cross over.
Listen.
Incorrect.
If you even have an inkling, just even the smallest seed that this might be true, the next time it happens, you need to make a scene. Someone comes up and you're like, this is one of those people. I feel it. I feel like this might be it. You need to make a scene to prove it to yourself right then and there and yell to everyone in the immediate vicinity. Hey, There's another person. Like, can everyone see this guy?
Very weird guy approaching me.
And if you're marked as a freaking weirdo,
you would never do that.
If I was suspicious that ghosts were following me, Sam, I would absolutely make sure I was in a public place. And if they found me and I saw one, I would make myself look like an a-hole.
No, no you wouldn't. Okay.
Like, everyone. I know.
There's a better way.
I know.
There's a better way.
Very well. He would never
push
do that.
To that
he
point,
wouldn't.
Push to that point.
He wouldn't.
Actual ghost.
He
would absolutely.
He would never do it.
Absolutely, he wouldn't. I would. I'll do it right now.
That would be the
Sam, you saw me scream Magikarp out the car window not two nights ago.
Car window? That's not a scene.
That would be... you would be on the brink of insanity if Houston Tanner did that. If Houston Tanner did that, I would be very, very worried.
Absolutely. Because guess what, Sam? I'm at the point where I'm deciding if I'm dealing with ghosts or not.
You would
Here's what
I
would
do.
Know
if the public actually sees this guy.
I think the ghost would possess you before Houston would get to that point.
There's a
it might
way.
Not be a ghost. I'm
there's
just,
a better
I'm willing
way.
To make myself look like an idiot in front of strangers to prove if there's a ghost or not.
Well, there's a better way.
Please tell me.
The baby with his hand in there. You were raising your hand.
Different baby. All you have to do is just be like, hey.
Different baby.
All you have to do is just be like, hey, let me introduce you to my friend over here. Walk over to some random
He'll
person.
You don't have any friends in the vicinity.
It's just as random.
If he says that, it's game over. You've now confirmed.
They've already said things. Like that.
No.
Yeah.
Better
You're
go.
You're going to want to go meet your friend now.
Oh, like that doesn't happen. Like
was,
nobody has friends that
so,
they meet up with.
It was
with.
So relative to what he was doing. He was just about to text his friend that they were about to meet up. You're going to want to wait for your friend here.
I don't think you'd have anything holding you back, dude. The more I think about it, it's like... You've been dealing with this for years. You're frustrated. You're confused. It happens again. You just say, like, hey, everyone, I think I'm seeing ghosts. Everyone see this guy? Cool. Sweet. Everyone sees him. Not a ghost. I'm not crazy. I'm moving on. Sorry, a bunch of people I'll never see again. You all think I'm an insane person. I don't care.
I need
moving on.
I just need more examples because this one is not cutting it
doesn't,
for me.
It doesn't feel like anything.
I'm more convinced.
I don't know why it doesn't feel like something to you.
Because
I
think there is
why
a.
Can't you get
I
in
think
that headspace?
I think there is a much much greater chance that he literally said in the conversation, "Yeah, I'm meeting up with my friend later," and just forgot. Than this guy
Kevin,
being
you've got
a.
People that walk up to you, and they're like, "Hi, how are you?" And you're like, "I don't know this person." You're like. I'm fine. How are you? And they're like, really good. I'm glad to meet you. And you're like,
great.
Great. And then they're like, good. We've been having good
no,
weather.
No, no,
huh?
no, 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 no.
Small talk. Random small
no,
talk.
No, 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 no.
Maybe you'll
pee. Oh, well, Kevin, you should probably wait here to meet your friend. And then they turn around and walk away.
Maybe
you'll be like.
Is that what he said? Is that what he said?
Yes.
I'm glad to meet you.
I've got it. This is just...
I'm glad to meet you. Is that what he said?
OP is just super hot. Super hot. And the three of us have just never had this perspective, this experience of just people.
He stopped me and asked me for my name. What's your name?
Not wild.
Okay.
Not wild?
If you're
not wild
hot,
at all.
If you're super hot.
You're walking down
not
the street.
Not even.
Nope. I'm walking
He just
down
thinks
the street.
I'm somebody he knows.
Nope. You're walking down the street. Why would he ask you your name?
Just to confirm. Be like, are you
this
person?
Kid? I think you're this guy that I know.
Nope, that's not what he said.
Are you this person?
That's not what he said.
That's not what he has to say.
He's
thinking it.
Like, what's your name?
This happens often.
Like, okay.
This isn't just like, when was the last time it happened to you? If that uncommon weird thing happened to you often.
That's why I need more examples, Sam.
Yeah, this does.
All I said was this one isn't cutting it for me.
It's nothing wild, but it's weird and kind of eerie. There's something unnatural to it.
It feels
and
like
if
that
it
because
happened weekly, you'd be like,
yeah,
something weird is going on.
The weekly
on.
Thing would definitely, but it's also
the feels it's
it,
not the one-off.
It feels more like that because of the pretense of like this is going to be something spooky and weird and off-putting. Like that's like it feels like that more, but I agree like in that setting of like, "Hi, are you like what's your name?" That type of situation, like exactly like Kevin said, I feel like is absolutely.
That's not crazy.
It's not that weird.
If I saw a kid that I might,
I'm like, I think that's the kid I went to elementary school with and was really good buddies, but he looks really different. Be like, what's your name? And he tells me,
this happens all the time.
I thought
you never heard.
It's not a one-off thing.
You never heard. Yeah, but you never heard the term. You never heard people say, "Oh yeah, I just have one of those faces. I've got one of those faces."
There are people that look,
people come up to people all the time and go, "You look familiar," and they go, "I have one of those faces."
I actually get that a lot as well. I get that fairly often.
Is it not?
Say it's not that. This is a spooky podcast, Kevin. We entertain the possibility of spooky.
I don't know. That I agree. I'm just struggling
to
see it.
The kid's a freaking medium, and he's a terrible one.
I tried so hard.
That he's a freaking medium, and he's terrible
at it. I brought something
applicable
to the podcast.
I'm playing. You know what, Sam? I'm on the train. I've hopped aboard. He's a terrible medium. He's so bad.
I gotta get to this before.
He's a medium. He's never done his job in his whole life.
No, because you have to.
He sucks at it.
It's new.
He's terrible at it. He's the worst medium.
He doesn't know he's a medium.
Well, somebody ought to speak up instead of just walking up to him.
What just happened, Kevin?
He didn't tell him anything.
He posted on Reddit and someone told him.
I got.
Why wouldn't the people that need his services tell him?
They don't need his services.
Well, then why are they walking up to him and saying, what up?
That's actually a really good question. Why aren't ghosts who need help from mediums constantly going up to mediums and being like, yo, I look like a normal dude. I'm actually a ghost. I really need your help.
Yeah, instead of like,
who's to say they're not?
Instead
of like, how many mediums do you know?
Was this person a medium?
How many mediums do you know?
I don't know any.
Okay.
But that's not something anyone ever posts about. They're like, am I a medium? I'm not sure.
Either they're not doing that or this.
Because they're
not mediums. Everyone on Reddit?
Then this kid is not a medium.
Okay, so you're off board now.
I got one last
time. Because you were on board with him being a medium.
Either ghosts should in fact be going up to mediums and telling them, hey,
I tried so hard.
You're clearly unaware that you're a medium. You're a medium and I need your help. They'd either be saying that to the mediums or this kid isn't a medium.
Quit going on Reddit and asking us not mediums. Go ask the ghosts if you're a medium. I got one more test to possess before we call it. I genuinely, genuinely enjoy getting sunburnt, and I like to eat the skin that peels off.
Especially, this one is not even... Remember how I said last episode that some of them are like, not this one.
Especially when it comes off in huge peels. I'm talking like 6+ inches of skin that I can put in my mouth and crunch on. I don't know why I love
skin
this.
Like that doesn't crunch.
But is it so
are you reading this?
He waits for it to scab and then so it has a crunch. I don't know why I love scab. This.
Sunburns can scan.
Can scab? They can absolutely scab. My sister got them scabbed.
You have a 6-inch scab on your whole arm and you peel that off.
He's from Ireland, Sam. You should relate to this. I don't know why I love this, but it is so worth not being able to wear clothing or sleep if I can eat whatever skin peels off. Edit. So, okay, after a good night's sleep, I have awoken to a cannibal flare and hundreds of comments, most of which are making me laugh. However, I feel the need to address all of the skin cancer comments. To be clear, I do not get burnt on purpose. I am very forgetful, very white, and very sleepy, which is a bad combination for someone who loves the beach.
Oh, fooey.
Yeah, that's a man. That's the story of a man who loves to eat his own skin.
He's retracting as hard as he can.
A cannibal flare. I love that.
I have started
They're
saying,
like, you're a freaking cannibal.
We're making a flare for you.
You're a freaking
cannibal.
You're a freaking cannibal. And he's like, well, I don't do it on purpose.
I have started setting alarms on my phone to wake me up if I fall asleep just so that I can reapply my high SPF every hour. Pretty soon, I'm going to invest in a good beach umbrella so that will further lessen my chance. I don't want to speak to anyone's financial situation, but how much you got to save in advance to get a beach umbrella?
This is cap.
Especially when that beach umbrella is going to put you out of your favorite meal.
My favorite chips. No. And the salt from the ocean gives them flavor.
There's no way.
I'm terrified of the idea of cancer. I have no dollars and a lot of pre-existing health conditions. Oh, that's sad. I don't want to read that. So the last thing I need is cancer. The last thing anyone needs is cancer. Let's be real. I don't care if you're a millionaire, a billionaire.
Or a trillionaire.
Or a trillionaire. You don't want cancer. Took the words right out of my mouth. Thanks, buddy. Got me there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what was I going to say? I actually had to think. My sister would get pretty gnarly sunburn. She would get massive bubbles on her back. Like talking, popping them with a needle. Skin bubbles on her back. Okay. So I'm sure that those could harden.
We call those blisters.
You peel that out, let it dry out like a nice leather.
Normal people call those blisters and not skin bubbles.
Tasty, tasty, tasty. I'm sure you got some like natural sweat salt in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just a tasty, salty chip.
Why are we elaborating on what this is?
I'm just trying to get in the headspace.
We know what's going on
here. Of a skin eater.
Sun-baked twice.
Ooh, sun-baked. Dude, they freaking market chips as sun-baked. No, they
this
don't.
Kid is possessed, bro.
Probably by a cannibal. I heard.
Nah.
By who?
I don't even think cannibals are like, let's eat dead skin.
What, they think it's a tasty treat. They wouldn't
Says
eat people
who?
If they didn't like it. There's plenty of pigs and boar and cattle to kill and eat.
I like have meat. Never heard of a cannibal that sunburns their food.
Well, no, but not in the modern age. No, this is a forward thinking. I'm not gonna kill people.
Have you ever heard of a pork rind?
Ooh,
I don't know.
Have
what
you?
It is.
Have you ever heard of a people rind?
I wouldn't eat a people rind. I still wouldn't eat a people rind.
You wouldn't, but this person would.
Yeah,
and actively does.
I remember hearing.
I
heard a guy on YouTube once. He
would
was like,
and dood.
He went off and he was like, "I'd eat a dude." He's like, obviously, if it was like. Consensual, like if he was like, he's like, I write it in my will, I want to die, and or when I die, I want people to use my body for meat, like to try human meat. He's like, if I came across that, I'd take a bite, and I was like, that's wild, but also an interesting perspective that makes me think of it maybe not as insanely wild, but I would still never do it.
Oh, I absolutely would.
You put human meat in your mouth?
Was it one of you that sent
absolutely.
Me the video?
Absolutely.
I bet I could be talked into it. I don't think so, but I don't know.
Was it one of you that sent me the video of the guy who had his foot amputated? So he had him put it on ice and give it back to him, and then he made tacos and used foot meat?
I don't think that was...
I didn't
and
send
ate,
you...
And ate his own foot.
I think I could eat any part
of
the body.
Send you...
He invited all his friends over.
Such an abominable post.
I think that's the last part of the body I could eat. Enjoy your toe, taco. Each little piece of meat, shredded beef, is a toe!
Ew.
Enjoy.
It doesn't matter what it was.
It's where the...
It's just meat.
The ground touched.
I don't know, man.
Gross.
You've had so much meat from cow butt.
Yeah, and I love it.
And you've never batted an eye.
I'd eat human butt before I eat human foot. You sicko.
I'm just saying it doesn't matter where it comes from. You've never cared before now, but now that it's dramatic, you do.
No, because I ate tongue
I don't
and
know.
I didn't care. I
don't
ate cow tongue.
Different doesn't different parts of the body of even the animals that we do
yeah,
consistently
they taste,
eat,
different.
Taste different?
There's a lot of people that eat right. cow brain, and that's disgusting.
Feet? Get sweaty in shoes for the entirety of a lifetime.
Salty, tasty.
Oh, no.
Gross. What?
At least hesitate before you say something like that.
I bet it's the abs, dude. I bet that's where all the good stuff is. Right in those well-defined ab muscles. I bet that's the most palatable part of the human body. Anyway.
The butt cheeks.
Dude. You might have a case for the butt
My
cheeks.
Tender cheeks.
but see, none of that has anything to do. Skin is not meat.
It's the biggest organ on the body, Kevin.
It's not meat.
Is it not meat?
I don't.
You're positive?
I wouldn't say so.
Don't we eat
is,
skin of other animals for some meals? I'm pretty sure
like fried chicken
it, that
skin
make it meat.
Yeah, like if somebody just handed you a pile of
You're
fried
right.
chicken skin. I wouldn't be like,
okay.
Mm.
Is a heart meat?
Yeah.
yeah.
Or lungs meat?
Yes.
yes. Organs are meat.
Organs are all meat.
Then your skin
just
is
weird
an
meat.
Organ.
Is
oh,
skin
flip.
Meat?
He's right.
Let's see. We're all in meat bodies.
But internal organs.
It's more meat than vegetables, says Spiderborg on Reddit.
Well, that must
I don't
be.
Care about Spiderborg.
Okay, well, Kevin, was he wrong?
No, he was not.
If an egg...
Well, if we know nothing... And the only thing that we have, the only info we have is that it's more meat than vegetables, then that's something.
If an egg is considered part of the meat group, then I would imagine skin would be too. I would say yes. Yeah. Is egg? Yeah, egg's meat. It's
protein. Oh, whatever. The kid is eating his
own. Yeah, no, he's possessed. It's gross and he's possessed. Thank you for listening to Phantasmagoria. We're never going to eat a person. Please don't use that to broadcast and advertise our podcast.
I won't say that.
We won't.
If this scenario.
Kevin might.
If this scenario ever happened and somebody said. Somebody labeled, hey, this guy wants people to eat him. Have a bite. I wouldn't say no.
If I was with someone who just did it, I think I could be coaxed into it, but I also think about it, and I think hours later, I'd get existential about it, and I'd be like, that thinking man is inside me!
He wanted it!
Turning into poo!
He wanted it!
His proteins are becoming my proteins. My body.
That's a food chain.
Oh my gosh.
That makes you apex predator.
I'd take a bite of a man burger if it meant I could put apex predator on my birth certificate, on my driver's license. He's an apex. But he's also
a kid. Don't put your status on your birth certificate, your driver's license.
Not you.
They would make the exception top of the food chain. Houston Tanner.
No, that's what it is. It's a little bit of 50-50. You gotta take the good with the bad. It says apex predator, but right below it in parentheses, it says cannibal.
This is what that means.
Because that is something you kind of have to deal with the rest of your life. You can't shake that term. You've eaten someone of your species. You are, until the day you die, a cannibal. You will never not be a cannibal. Wild.
Call me a cannibal already, since I'm willing to do it.
Okay, cannibal.
I'm gonna open every podcast with, hi, welcome to Phantasmagoria. This is Houston Sam and Kevin the Cannibal.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
Do it.
It's official. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Follow us on Phantasmacast on Instagram and TikTok. Share our show. Share it with your friends. Laugh and love with them while you listen to Phantasmagoria.
Don't do that, actually.
Do it. We're shedding. We're breaking the bad stereotype. I want you to.
Kevin doesn't want you to live, laugh, or.
Yeah, Kevin hates love and laughing.
Well, no, I can take the three separately.
The man wants to eat human meat.
But
what a weirdo!
Case in point.
But the three together, I will have none of.
Yeah. I forgot the name of the email.
Sam,
say it for me.
Save us.
Majoriacast@gmail.com.
Magoriacast.
That is it. Oh. Again, we love you. Thank you guys for sticking with us and listening to this dumb show. You're great. Share the show. We love you. Goodbye. Life's only as spooky as you make it.
We love you and share the show.
It's so hot in here.
Goodbye.
We're here to love you. If you live and you laugh,
it's 1,000 degrees.
Only it's just spooky if you make it.
I'm losing my mind.
Also,
I'm trying
love.
To end it. It's over 100 degrees in this very room.
I heart you.
It's spooky if you make it that way.
End of the show.